That's the intro music for the In the Word podcast with Will and Marie, and I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And we are embarking on episode 260, episode 260 in the In the Word podcast, and we're thankful to the Lord to still be able to do this for 260 episodes. My goal is to at least get to 1,000 episodes. So we're a little better than 25% of the way there. And who knows? That's just an arbitrary goal. We never know. So we've been dealing with this topic of scriptural accuracy because we feel like Paul was serious when he was talking to Timothy over in 2 Timothy 2:15 about showing thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly, that is, accurately, correctly dividing the word of truth. So we are just looking at some of the things that people say that somehow get, I don't know, attached to scriptures. You know, they become urban legends,
old sayings, and things like that.
Yeah.
And before we know it, we're believing.
Before we know it, they're now canon. They're now a part of actual scripture. Like, for instance, God helps those who helps themselves, and that verse that's nowhere in scripture. Maybe people may feel like, well, you know, Will, you're being you know, too dramatic about this. Maybe the concept of people helping themselves, that God helps them. But I think when we help ourselves, we actually sometimes get in God's way. Mm-hmm. You know, we do.
I say
more
God
harm.
Helps all of those that call upon him, those that turn to him, those that look to him.
Yeah, he helps those that turn to him. Yeah. You know, we hear scriptures like, come boldly to the throne of grace.
Right.
Scriptures
right.
like, cast your cares on him. Come unto me, all you that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you. So I just see all these scriptures that appear to be invitations to, you know, I will look to the hills from whence cometh my strength.
Everything is about looking to God. It doesn't matter what it is. It's all we're required to turn towards him and call upon him and do nothing that would give us, make us think, oh, I did this.
Right.
This is because I did this and I put this together. We have to be careful of all that stuff.
Careful of usurping God's glory. Because all the glory belongs to him. All the credit belongs to him.
Right.
All the praise belongs to him.
Yes, yes.
So when we start poking our chest out and bragging, we're endangering ourselves of, you know, robbing God of his glory.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's too cool with that. You know, I don't think it's something that he takes great pleasure in.
I would say not.
Yeah. And not only that, not that God needs our praise or glory to, you know, to confirm who he is.
Yeah.
It's just not good for us.
Right. Without him, we really can't do anything.
Right, right.
Yeah.
He doesn't need us to prop him up or to, you know, to do anything to verify who he is. He is all things. He is all power. All the glory is mine.
Trust in the Lord with all our might.
Yeah.
And lean not to our own understanding.
Yeah, he said in the prophet Haggai said, all the silver is mine, all the gold is mine.
Right.
You know, God doesn't need us to put a word in for him, you know. He's all that and then some.
Yes.
So I one more just thought on that regarding helping those who help themselves. Actually, I think God is more apt to help people who can't help themselves. You know, there are sometimes we're helpless. We don't have any ability. When I say that, I'm thinking about this prayer over in 2 Chronicles. Most of you are probably familiar with it. This prayer that King Jehoshaphat prayed. Remember that prayer when they were really in trouble, and up against it, and they had no recourse, and and they were, Judah was being invaded. Okay, so I accidentally hit the keyboard and stopped the recording, but we'll pick up where I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted by placing my Bible on the keyboard and stopping the recording. You know, Jehoshaphat was being invaded by the Moabites, the Ammonites, the Midianites, all of the ites. So they had, you know, no chance of winning. They were outnumbered several numbers to one, I'm imagining, looking at the historical context of that. And so Jehoshaphat prayed this amazing prayer starting around verse 5 of 2 Chronicles 20. I won't go through the whole prayer in the interest of time, but I will tell you about the end of the prayer because I think it makes our point about God God is probably more inclined to help those who maybe can't help themselves when they call out to him, when they, you know, come to him and ask him. James says, you have not because you ask not. Right. So asking is important. But he says in verse 12, this is King Jehoshaphat praying, oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we are powerless before this great multitude who are coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you. I love that too. And I think that when we're powerless, when we don't know what to do, when we don't have a plan A or a plan B or even a plan C, and we come to the Lord and pour out our hearts and just let him know, hey, Lord, you know, we're stuck here. You know, if we've messed up, if we've sinned, I think we should repent and ask God to forgive us.
Sure.
And sincerely ask him to forgive us and then ask him to help us.
Right. Exactly.
And I think that's kind of where Judah was in this, and God came to their rescue.
God will always come to our rescue if we call upon him.
Absolutely.
He's just waiting for us to do that.
Right.
He wants to do that for us.
So don't believe the, you know, the rumor or the urban legend or whatever that God helps those who help themselves. I think God will help those who help themselves, but he's not exclusively, you know, obligated to help those who help themselves. He's not obligated to help anybody.
Right.
But sure. I think God will help those who even can't help themselves and have no help available but him. Yeah. And I think he likes us in that position because he wants us to trust him.
Yes, that's it. All about trusting him.
Right.
Keeping our eyes on him. I love this. We don't know what to do.
We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you.
Yes.
And Lord, that's our prayer today. Yes. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. We ask you for help. We ask you for strength. We ask you for mercy and grace, that you will be glorified.
Yes, God. Yes,
and
God.
Your people edified.
Yes.
We thank you and we love you.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, and we'll see you next time
yes.
in the Word Podcast with Willa Marie.